You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on BBF Talk Radio.
Welcome to Question Reality. I'm Priscilla Leona, and today we have the gorgeous, hot, sexy Jerry Rochelle with us today, and we're going to talk to her in a minute. You're going to be so excited because she is an awesome person, and she adds so much energy to this show. I thought I was energetic. She matches me on the energy level. So, but we're coming to you live from BBS Talk Radio Station, which is in the beautiful downtown Los Angeles, and we're on every Sunday from 5 to 5:50 p.m., and basically, our show is about informative entertainment, and that means that it's our goal to provide you with resource information and tricks of the trade that you definitely need in order to pursue a career in the entertainment business. And we hope to inspire, encourage, and motivate you by interviewing people that are currently making their dream a reality in show business, and that would be Jerry Rochelle. We encourage you to call in, because Jerry is in the house, and ask some questions. She loves questions, so feel free to ask 20 or 40. Call between the hours of, call between 4:30 and 4:45. That would be great. And I have, if you call in, you can talk to her directly. You don't have to go through a person who's monitoring and asking questions and things like that. You can call directly and talk to her. So call 818-602-4498. And by the way, if you like the show and you find Jerry fascinating, as we all do, and you found that she helped you in any way or any of the advice that we gave you helped you, we'd love to hear about it on the forum. And that would be at the BBS Talk Radio page, bbstalkradio.com, and just click on forum, and you can post and read comments and also check out some of the other great shows that are offered by BBS Talk Radio, like Curry Fashionista, which is one of my favorites, hosted by Jacqueline Britton, or Out There, which is really cool, hosted by Jeff Rector. You can find out who all the guests are that are coming on in the future by going to questionreality.us, not .com, US, which most people type in .com, and I don't know who is getting all my business over there, but info@questionreality.us is also the email address. And again, we are going to talk to Jerry Lee. Oh, your name is Lee. Say hi, Jerry Lee Rochelle.
Hi, everybody. How you doing today?
She is going to be entertaining us, but first, I want to do my spotlight of the week, and that is going to be on Carrie Cavalier Photography. As we all know, in the acting business, headshots are one of the most important tools for the actor. And I hope Jerry will share a little bit, maybe some cute story about headshots. Having a great headshot, as you all know, that pinpoints your brand is absolutely vital. Is it not, Jerry?
Absolutely vital.
It'll make the difference between you getting in to be called in to be seen by an agent, casting director, or a talent manager. So if you got a bad headshot, they're probably not going to call you in, but if you have a good one, you might get in there, right, Jer?
Exactly.
So taking the right photo is the result of a careful collaboration between the photographer and client, because if you just because it's a photographer and he is a celebrity photographer doesn't mean that it's the right one for you. You definitely have to have a chemistry there. So your initial chemistry between the photographer, it has to be very clear as to how you want to be portrayed, because you don't just go in there and just let them start taking pictures. You do have to say, this is my brand, this is how I want to be portrayed, I need you to help me get there. So now my favorite photographer, and I've dealt with a lot of them, I know a lot of them, but my favorite is Carrie Cavalier of Cavalier Photography. She has been a professional photographer over 15 years. She has a chameleon-like talent behind the camera, and you can see that in that she was chosen by National Geographic, and you can hear all of the chosen compliments by her celebrity clients, like the gorgeous David Hasselhoff, Ellen DeGeneres, my favorite comedian, Lou Gossett Jr. You probably know all these people personally, Jerry, yes. And just too many to mention. So now I am a lover of the black and white headshot. I have just been resistant to go color for obviously reasons beyond my control at my age, but I'd have to spend a lot of time on Adobe Photoshop if I did a color. So I have been so resistant, right? I mean, do you love, I hate the color photographs. Jerry, I don't know how you feel. Don't like the color
headshot. I'm way still into the black and white.
Oh, I love the black and whites. They make you look like Greta Garbo.
Oh, I know.
I love them. So, but now it's like you go, everybody's, oh, you know, my agent, you got to get some color headshots. I need to send out colors. So I said, okay, next week. Yeah, I'm going to take care of that for you. But I've been resistant. And, you know, it was very, very good that I did, because with everybody telling me to get color headshots, I was actually in the process. I was entertaining the idea. And I went to a casting director workshop. And this is a very, very hot casting director. I mean, he's one of the biggest casting directors in the business. And he was lecturing, as they do at these workshops, on the importance of representing your brand. You have to really, in your headshot, you really need to go in there, and your picture needs to represent you, who you are, and what you can do as a character actor or principal, however you want to be portrayed. And lo and behold, he said, I'm going to look at these headshots. And as you know, if you go to the casting director workshops, they take your pictures first, and then they get scenes for you, and then they match you up based on your headshot, what scene they think you'd be good doing. So I, lo and behold, out of all the headshots, which were color, and keep in mind, there were all these hot, sexy women with busts on their shoulders and lips hanging down to their belly button, hotter than hot, butts 4, 5, 6 inches beyond capacity. They were looking good, let me tell you. And lo and behold, whose picture does he pick out as one of the best? As a matter of fact, the best to represent the brand. My picture. He
right
did.
On.
And why did he do that? He said, and I'm going to quote him. Where is his quote here? Okay, yeah. He said that the photo told him exactly what he wanted to know about some of the characters that he envisioned that I could portray instantly. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It really nailed my brand, and he said that's what you want out of your headshot. You really can't go in there bringing a picture of you from 1952 if you are, 60. Or vice versa, you can't. It has to represent how you look now. And a lot of people, you know, we're all getting a little older and we want to bring our headshot from 85, but we can't do it. I have a tendency to still use mine from 5 years ago, but don't tell anyone. But you really do need to get an updated headshot. But you do not have to go color. I'm just putting that out there right now. So Carrie Cavalier, I know from personal experience, she really does care about how you're portrayed in your photos. And she has superb skills in manipulation of the camera lens. So even though you're getting, a color shot, she can make you look good. I mean, she can manipulate. I don't know what she does in there, but she definitely can flatter and reveal your brand, which is what you're trying to do. So she does singers, dancers, models, musicians, infants, kids. She's really great with kids. I've seen that in action. Indoor shots, outdoor shots. She's artistic. She has a sensitivity, and you will not walk out of there without loving your picture. You go in there and you do your this is the way it's done mostly now. You go in there, for those of you who are not in California, and you may still be getting headshots from people in your town where they're shooting with film, and then you have to wait for a while. But the way it's done now, it's mostly digital. So you can walk out with your CD with all of your headshots, and right there you can make the changes. She can do that for you, like touch you up a little bit, but again, not too much. Right, Jerry?
That's right.
If you have a mole, leave the mole. Don't take it off. If there's a wrinkle there, I'll big whip, because if you walk in there and you don't look like your headshot, they're going to say, okay, thank you. And then that's it. You'll never get called in there again. So don't try not to do that if you can avoid it. Carrie Cavalier's clients have been in major motion pictures, television, theater, commercials. Some of her current clients have just booked commercials for Gatorade, Budweiser, Miller, Mattel, Federal Express, Citibank, AT&T, Toyota, Ford. Woo! she's got a lot of clients doing a lot of work. You basically just need to check her out. Her website is cavalierphotography.com. That's C-A-V-A-L-I-E-R photography.com. Or you can give her a call at 818-840-9148. And I have worked out a little deal with her that if you call her and tell her I referred you from Question Reality, she's going to give you a special discounted price. So you're going to get a lot of money off of what you would normally what it would normally cost to have a photograph shot with her. So call Carrie Cavalier at Cavalier Photography. What do you think of that, Jerry?
I think that's awesome. I love that.
Have you heard of Carrie Cavalier?
Yes, I have.
You have? I've heard of her work. Yes. Yeah, she's really, really good. And she's so sweet and lovely. And she's just a very gentle person, very patient. And she can work with any type personality, which is very, very important. So,
and you were saying stuff about touching up your photos.
Yeah.
You know, you have to leave a little bit of a laugh line in, a little bit of the crow's feet. That gives you character.
Exactly.
You know, it shows who you really are.
It's true.
And if you make yourself look too unnormal, then they're not going to be able to see you, like, for any type of part or anything.
Right.
You know, you got to be yourself.
You do. I mean, who goes in there unless you're, what, 12 without any wrinkles? So as an adult, you have to look as natural as possible, especially, again, as a character actor, you really do need to.
Right.
So what other tips do you have for people with headshots? Do you have any more headshot tips?
Well, for me, not all beauty. You need to show, like, a little bit of a rough side, a little bit of a, I don't know, just an everyday look, you know, because not every part, you know, that, like, for women especially, you're not going to be really beautiful, you're not going to be the model playing the part, you know, you just need to be yourself, keep your look natural, make a funny face, you know, show them that you've got a character, you
right.
know, inside you,
exactly.
you know, that's wanting out. You know,
exactly.
that you can portray anybody playing anything, any part.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And they do say when you go get your headshots that your makeup, the photographers will tell you, put it on dark, dark, dark. But you know what? You can put your makeup on dark, but it can still look natural.
That's right.
So if you're, a lot of people hire, a lot of photographers say, oh, for an additional fee, we have a makeup person that will do it for you. Now, you can do that, or you can do it at home, just whatever is comfortable for you. But if you're doing it in either place, make sure that you tell the photographer's makeup person that you want it to look natural.
Right.
Natural, not looking like you're going out on Sunset Boulevard on a Saturday night.
For me, I would prefer to do my own makeup.
Yes.
And because then they're just going to see how I really am, because
yes.
it is what it is.
That's a very
you
good
know what
point.
I mean?
Jerry, that's very
you
good.
You don't need to be somebody that you're not.
Yes.
You know?
And
just be proud and happy of who you are.
Right.
And how you look.
That's right.
You know, and work with what you got.
True. And that's a good point you bring up, because if you have a makeup person do your makeup, I don't really recommend that, only because they're going to do your makeup differently
how they
than
you
do
see
it.
You.
Exactly.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And remember, when you go on the audition, you're not going to be able to do your makeup. You may not be able to do your makeup like the makeup artist.
I would
artist.
Not be able to do it
yeah.
like that.
And if that's not how you normally wear it, then you know it's not going to look like you. And again, we cannot stress how you really need to look just like your picture when you go in.
Exactly.
I mean, Jerry has been in the business for, my God, what, 25 years plus?
Well,
25 plus. We'll
okay.
just say
we'll
that.
Say that.
We'll
Thank
just
you.
Say that.
Thank
25.
You very much.
So she knows. She's been in movies, television, commercials, theater, you name it. So you definitely need to listen to Jerry yeah. when she tells you headshots
hey,
need to
I,
look
I
like you.
I started when I was six.
She so. Started when she was 6 years old.
And I've been 29 for a long time.
And she's been 29. So she's been able to fix her makeup to look 29, but yet naturally looking.
That's right.
Naturally looking,
just,
right?
Just enough makeup to say you have some on. That's all
exactly.
I need.
Exactly. And you again, you need to be natural. And with the clothing as well,
mm-hmm.
don't go in there dressed like
a hoochie mama.
Yeah, hoochie coochie mama.
Right.
If that's not how you normally dress, but if that's your brand, it's okay.
That's right.
If that's something you portray, if you're a specialty actor for that particular brand, that's fine. Go like that. But again, try to keep it just as you are normally. And again, Carrie Cavalier is wonderful in that she will make suggestions. A lot of photographers, again, make sure the chemistry's there. That's because right. A lot of photographers, I'm sure you've been to a lot of photographers.
Yes.
A lot of them, you go in there and they act really busy, or they don't communicate with you, or they just put you up against something. And then they start shooting. There's no conversation. Well, you're paying them for their time, but you're also paying for your time. So right. feel free to ask questions.
Oh, definitely. You have to ask questions.
Yeah, and tell mm-hmm. them what you want.
And if you're uncomfortable, you have to, you know, talk about it, because yeah. your pictures are going to show exactly. that you were uncomfortable,
oh,
that
yes.
you weren't relaxed, that you were not having a good time. You know, just a certain look in your eye or anything, the way your mouth is.
Exactly.
You know, they'll know that you weren't comfortable in that picture, and
right.
then they're going to think, well, maybe you're not comfortable behind the camera.
Yeah.
You know, or, you know, you're a little bit, you know,
yeah.
shy or
Absolutely.
Something.
Because the camera, like the camera, whether it's you're being photographed or the camera, it mm-hmm. shows who you are. You cannot
hide. The camera
from the
doesn't
camera.
Lie.
The camera does not lie. You look exactly the way you see yourself in that camera. So if you go into a photographer and he or she makes you uncomfortable, you're not vibing, the chemistry's not there, it is going to show in your pictures. The best thing to do is say, you know what, I'm really sorry I wasted your time, but I really don't feel like we have a chemistry, and I'm afraid it's going to jeopardize my pictures.
If you don't have
pictures.
A good vibe.
Yeah, if you mm-hmm. don't have a good vibe, and it's all about vibes with me, and I'm loving you, Jerry, because you're all on the vibe.
I like vibing.
You're on the vibe tip. We are of shared mind on the vibe, and people are like, what are you, from the 70s? I'm like, yes, I am, because I
right.
still say groovy, and
me
I
too.
Say golly gee. You know, somebody told me, this day trader guy, this stockbroker guy, big whippity whip from New York. I was talking to him on the phone. He's a friend of my cousin in New York. And he said, you know, did anybody ever tell you you talk like you're out of Pleasantville? Because I say golly gee, and I say mm-hmm. oh, that's swell, or that's groovy. And I don't know why I say, I guess I do know why my parents and friends say, but I think it's okay. What's wrong with it?
I have claimed the name, the word groovy.
Oh, yeah.
I have to use that word. That is my, that's groovy, baby.
I love it.
It's groovy, baby.
I love it. There's nothing wrong with saying that.
That's right.
Yeah. But you got to have a vibe like that. If the photographer looks at you because you're asking something of him or her that they feel uncomfortable with, well, they're not going to shoot you in the best way either.
Exactly.
So again, must have chemistry. And also with the prices, you do not have to pay $500, $1,000.
The most expensive doesn't mean it's the best.
That's right. And a lot of you guys who are going to come here to LA to get photographs, I have found it really does not. They say, oh, I don't want to pay $150 because I'm going to get a bad photograph. I don't want to pay $250. Well, you can't necessarily say that. It really, again, depends on you looking at their work. You have to be able to look at their website and then ask, when you set up a meeting with them, an initial meeting for a free consultation. A lot of them will do that. If they don't want to do that, then you don't need to get your picture done by them anyway.
Well, usually if I meet somebody, I get a vibe.
Right away.
And I can usually feel if it's going to be cool or not.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just really good at reading people. And I'll think, well, you know, they're not going to be fun to work with. I need to work with fun people.
Right.
That are up, that are enjoying life, that aren't on a downer.
Right.
You know, because I don't want to be brought down.
Right.
So, you know, if I want my pictures to be right, I want them to feel good about it. I want them to have a lot of energy.
Exactly.
And let's go. Let's do it.
Yes.
You know, we're going to have a great time. We're going to get great pictures.
Yes.
You know, let's go for it right now.
Right.
You know, so I like people that are up. Because
right.
then it brings the upness out of me better.
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah. And you have to have people fit who are compatible to your personality. So
definitely.
If you go in there and you're a James Dean type, then you might want a photographer who matches that personality.
Yes.
Because if you have someone that's up and beat and perky, that might throw you off, you know, it might throw your vibe off, and you're like, oh man, this is just bumming me out. And you're gonna, even though you're probably going for a down, bummed out look, it's gonna be even bummerier. It's not
yes.
gonna come out right. It's not gonna work. So again, chemistry, and just because a photographer charges $150, $250, that doesn't mean that you're gonna get a bad picture. You gotta work first
quality.
With budget. Again, word of mouth.
Always word of mouth.
Word of mouth. Really, that is the first thing you want to look for. You got to get a referral and look at the pictures that they took and then meet with the photographer and basically just kind of go with your instincts. Don't not trust your instincts. That's right. Any other words, Jerry, about the headshot?
Well, like I said, I still prefer black and white, but I've heard that when you go on any auditions right now or anything, they want a color shot.
That's true.
I think they want to see every zit, every wrinkle, everything on your face. I think they like to study it, and that shows up so much better on a color photo.
It's true.
Unless you have it airbrushed and have it fixed up a lot.
Yeah, and if you do that, again, you're taking away from the natural. The natural look,
exactly.
Which may not be what they're looking for. I'm going to hang on to the black and white personally because I do get booked a lot for that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because I'm a specialty actor, though. So they're kind of looking more for my physical body type. That's another thing. Physical body type. If you are a specialty actor or an actor that is booking parts, say, for example, if you're a juggler, if you're, we have an incoming call. Woo, I think somebody wants to talk to Jerry.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to have to interrupt my advice to take this call. Now, this is my very first call, Jerry, coming in for you. So let's click on it. Hi, welcome to Question Reality. This is Priscilla Leona, and we have Jerry Rochelle here. Are you calling to talk to Jerry?
Yes, afternoon. I wanted to ask Jerry, you know, you mentioned a couple of things. One is people looking, needing to look the way they really look. Well, you know, I get a lot of headshots from people, and invariably they never look like their headshots. And I often make jokes about that because nobody looks like their headshots. You know, so, and then also when you mention black and white, I think that's sort of like also, it gives it a nice look and a nice feel and a nice air to it, but it doesn't really represent the way you look in real life. What do you think about that?
Well, you know what? You're right about the black and white. I don't know. It always gives your face a smoother look, a nicer glow.
It makes you look younger.
It makes you look younger. That's right. But as far as the color photos,
I think it's personal preference, really,
because I
use black and white, and I get booked a lot from that. But there are people who are saying that you do need to take.
But like he also said that the headshots don't represent who you really are,
right?
And it's so true.
The color, the black and white.
I go and do some celebrity events, and I see the photo, and then I see them in real life, and it's like, wow, this. You know, they don't quite look the same.
Right.
You know, I'm not saying better or worse, but they just don't quite look like how they really do in real life.
Right.
And I think people shouldn't be ashamed
mm-hmm.
of how they look.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's unique. Everybody's different.
Mm-hmm.
And just be proud of who you are and how you look. So just represent that in your photo. I mean, it's not going to go against you. In fact, I think if you go into an audition or something and you really are portraying who you really are in a photo, they're going to appreciate that and respect you a whole lot more.
Mm-hmm.
Than bringing in a photo.
Absolutely.
You know, that doesn't
Absolutely.
Look like you.
Absolutely, you know, and there's nothing more disappointing than when you look at someone and they come into the office and they look nothing like their picture.
It's like
they're trying to deceive or trying to misrepresent who they really are, you know.
Right.
And everybody looks great in glamour shots, you know. I don't think that's the point here at all.
No.
But,
No, yeah. I've never done a glamour shot. Maybe I should.
Yeah. Again, it's personal preference. A lot of people still do the black and whites. If that's something that you feel comfortable with and you're casting for that, or if that's something that bothers you, then just cast from color headshots.
But the photo has to look like you.
But it has
that's
to
look.
That's
the bottom
line. Yeah,
it does. It has to
it
look
does.
Like you.
Yeah. I mean, I joke a lot about my black and whites, but I still look exactly like I do in the black and whites.
Right.
And with the age, you should always keep your headshot updated maybe once every couple years. You don't need to do it once every year unless your hair has changed, but that's another important thing. You should keep your hair pretty much
the same
as your headshot.
Like I have very long hair.
Right.
And let's say, for instance, I cut it off.
Mm-hmm.
And I went on an interview, but I'm still showing my really long blonde hair.
Right.
And they're going to be expecting that. And then I come in and I have super short hair up to my shoulders.
Right.
They'll think, what happened? You know? So,
yeah.
Got to keep it totally up to date.
So to answer your question, yes, the colors, if you are in a position where you are casting for people and you don't like black and whites, then throw them in the trash can if you want to. We always say, if you're casting for something and you don't like it, then don't cast it. If you like color headshots, cast from color headshots. It'll be the regret of the person doing
right.
the black and whites. But again, casting directors will tell you it does not matter if it's black and white or color. Some of them do like them. Some of them don't.
Right.
So it's all personal preference. I mean, I know some of the top casting directors in the business, and they say, you know what, it doesn't matter, because I'm going to look at your headshot, but then I'm also going to turn it on the back and I'm going to look at where you went to school and what you've been in.
Plus, so, they're seeing you in person as well.
Right.
You know,
and they're going to see you in person. So they're going to look at you, and if you have the basic face, and they look on the back and they see your height and weight. Okay, you fit that. Because again, it's all about your physical appearance. So the height, the weight matches. They scan down immediately. They look at what is going on in your skills, what you have, your training, and what
right.
you've been in. And then when you come in, if you match, great. You do that, because it comes down to, are they able to do the audition?
Right.
So if you look a lot older than your headshot, like 10, 20 years, that's going to be a problem. But if it's like not about maybe 3-5 years and you have the talent, they can always fix you up.
Exactly.
The
that's
makeup
right.
artist.
That's
so,
right.
But if you don't like black and white headshots, then by God, caller, don't throw them away.
It's not about not liking them at all. I don't remember saying that. All I'm saying is that if you want your picture to look the way that you normally do, then I think a color one would be a better representation. I do not say I don't like black and white. I think they're beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're talking about, you know, looking the
he
way you normally
us,
do, then
he thinks we should look as much
but,
as we do.
But besides,
yeah.
This is a great show, very relevant, and I thank you. Thank you very
well,
much.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you. I think I know who that was, but I think I'm not going to tell, but I think that was Mr. Sam. I don't know though. But yeah, again, it's your personal preference, whatever you want to do. I'm going to stay black and white. I get cast from that. I know cast directors do cast from black and whites, but if you want to do color, whatever floats your boat. Right,
that's
Jerry?
That's right.
Whatever you
and anything floats mine, so it doesn't matter.
So let's talk about you, Jerry Rochelle. My God, you've been giving all this wonderful free advice, and we want to know all about you. Now, you have been, oh my God, on everything. I have a little bio here because I want to get it exactly right, but you're Jerry Lee Rochelle.
Yes.
And you also have a nickname, Fake Jan.
Yes.
You like that?
Yes, Fake I Jan. Love it.
And you were, let's see, my God. Oh, this is one of my mom's favorite shows. You have been in so much. Let's see. In television, she was on Gunsmoke. She's been in so many episodes of that. She has been in, oh my, I should have probably highlighted this, but you've been in The Engagement, The Interns, is that right?
That's right.
You were in The Bold Ones,
yep.
The Prisoners, The Glass Cage, and The Brady Bunch Hour, which I think is your famous one.
Yes.
The Brady Bunch Hour, and you played Jan Brady. And you also did voiceovers for the musical Tom Sawyer.
That's right.
And am I correct in that you also do voiceovers for The Simpsons?
I didn't do the voiceover, but they made a character of me on The Simpsons.
They did!
With their Smile Time Variety Hour.
Oh my God, I did not know that. What's the character name?
Well, I end up being Lisa. Lisa decides not to be in the Smile Time Variety Hour, just like the real Jan decided not to do the Brady Bunch.
Oh!
So they replace her with another Lisa, which is me, and wearing the exact costume that I wore on the Brady Hour. And we're singing and dancing, just like we did like on The Simpsons, like we did on the Brady Hour.
Oh, that is fantastic. Oh,
yes.
My God. So she has been in everything. As a matter of fact, I just got a great signed and autographed photograph from the Brady Bunch Hour, which I'm very excited about. And my mother is going to be ecstatic. As a matter of fact, all her patients are going to, she's a doctor, all of her patients are going to want pictures because they all have this Brady Bunch. It's like they're a little Brady Bunch group. They all love the Brady Bunch, and they watch it on TV Land.
Right.
I mean, they're just, and they're all crushing on Greg Brady still. They all argue who was the cutest, Greg or Peter or Bobby.
Right.
I think Bobby always wins, but I don't know. It's kind of weird because they looked one way as kids, and then you see them now, and they're just adults, and they look like adults, but they're still cute.
Oh, they are. They still look the same, too, just a little bit older.
Aren't they?
But the minute you see them, you know exactly who they are.
And the girls are all still gorgeous.
They are very gorgeous.
Including yourself.
Oh,
so it's
you.
Like the girls just look very gorgeous. The guy, I mean, entertainment has worked well for them.
Yes,
so,
very
and
well.
It certainly worked well for you. My goodness, you went on to have an illustrious career. You do commercials. You've been in, oh, let's
lots
see, oh, Mattel Toys. Yeah,
yep.
Pepsi. You were, what is this? A Pepsi Cola print advertisement and a series of Wizard of Oz themed commercials for the breakfast cereal. Crispy Wheats
yes.
and Raisins,
I
in which
Dorothy.
You play Dorothy.
Dorothy and the Wizard
oh,
of Oz.
Oh, how cute.
And I look just like Alice in Wonderland.
Oh.
But I had a blue and white check dress, but because of my long blonde hair, I look just like Alice in Wonderland instead of Dorothy.
Oh,
but
was that the makeup person who did that?
It was. It had to have been.
Now, Jerry's first appearance was, age six, yeah, and mm-hmm. you played Gretel in a production of The Sound of Music.
Yes, at Melody
starring
Land Theater.
Starring Patrice Munsel. I'm not sure.
Munsel?
At the Melody Land Theater in Anaheim.
Mm-hmm.
And that is where you were discovered by a talent agent who signed you on the spot. How exciting is that?
Right.
And immediately you started landing parts in commercials.
Mm-hmm. I've done over 40 of those.
Wow.
Yes.
That's your lucky woman. They pay very well.
Yes.
And then in October 76, you were chosen after five auditions to from amongst 1,500 people to replace E. Plum as Jan on the Brady Bunch Hour. So
yes.
Tell us about that. Okay, so you're 6 years old. Take us from age six to now on your wonderful adventure.
Oh my goodness, it's been a great adventure. When I was 6 years old, my mom saw that I was very outgoing and that I had a really good personality, and she said that I could sing pretty good, and so she wanted to put me in just a little acting class, a little singing class, and that was at Melody Land Theater. And while I was doing that, that's when I auditioned for Gretel, and I got the part, which was very, very exciting. When I was backstage getting a drink of water, this gentleman came up to my mom and said, do you know who that little girl belongs to? She's just adorable. And my mom said, well, that's my daughter. And he goes, oh, I would love to represent her, you know, in commercials and, you know, on television. And my mom was leery because she'd always heard, you know, like, well, they'll probably want to pay them a lot of money, you know, because if anybody asks you to pay them money, then they're not legit.
Right.
You know, because they want to make you money,
of
you know.
Course.
Mm-hmm. So then she waited about a week and talked over to my dad, called the phone number. We went up and met them. Dale Garrett was his name. And within the first week, I already had two commercials.
Wow.
So I was Mattel's little girl. I did 10 commercials for them. And so I did a bunch of commercials. I did 40 commercials. And during that time, I also did the, like you said, the Interns and Gunsmoke and the Bold Ones and Apple's Way. And on Apple's Way, I believe I was 14. I had my country rock band on that show. And
That's
I
right.
sang.
You were in a band. What was it called?
The Sandabs.
Okay.
And also I did a couple of movies. I was a horror actress. That's with an H.
Eight horror.
Horror.
I can't say the word horror.
I know.
I cannot say that. H-O-R-R. Horror. Because at first it sounded like you were a whore. You said
yeah.
I was a whore in
yeah.
the... Yeah,
that would have been a lot more fun. But anyways. Yes. So the movies I did were horror movies.
Yeah.
The Brotherhood of Satan, which is a cult classic now.
Yes.
And it's in
very
a lot
popular.
Of books. A lot
very
of books.
Very popular.
And I Dismember Mama. And originally was called Poor Albert and Little Annie, and I play Little Annie.
Oh.
And it's a very sick and twisted story. He falls in love with me, and I'm, 12 years old, and he wants to marry me. And it's very sick and twisted, but it has a good ending. He tries to kill me at the end, but there's a twist at the end.
Oh,
so
you're going to have
I live.
To rent that.
I live, but I won't tell you what happens. And I've done a lot of print work in the Brady Hour and those other Crisp Wheats and Raisins commercials. I sang with Sammy Davis Jr. I performed with him for 2 weeks at Lake Tahoe at the Harrah's Hotel. We did two shows nightly.
Wow.
And one night when we were performing, I got the hiccups on stage singing Candyman.
No.
And he stopped the performance and he goes to the audience. He says, I hear somebody has the hiccups. And I said, oh my gosh. I said, I'm so sorry. And he goes, oh no, that's okay. So then he asked somebody in the audience. It was a dinner show, the dinner show, not the late show. And got a glass of water and gave it to me. And so I tried to help me with the hiccups. So from that night on, every single night, Sammy Davis Jr. had to tell every audience that I got the hiccups while we were performing. So he threw that into his act.
Oh, he did.
So, and then he would come into my dressing room and he would wear fangs and pretend like he was going to bite my neck. He was so funny, a really nice guy and a real character. So you never knew where he was going to pop out of. You know, sometimes he'd scare me, you know.
He but seemed nice.
Super, super nice guy. So, and I performed with Red Skelton. Super, super nice guy, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, very nice. So I've met a whole lot of very nice
people.
Who
are some of the celebrities that you met in your life that you think just were so influential and inspiring and maybe possibly helped you from one project to the next?
Well, I would say Sammy Davis Jr. and Red Skelton. And also I worked with Tony Randall and Vincent Price. And Charo and Tina Turner.
Wow.
And
what'd you do with Tina Turner?
She was on the Brady Hour.
She was?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. And Charo. I mean, we just had the greatest.
Oh, Coochie Coochie.
Yes.
Love Charo.
Farrah Fawcett was on
Fawcett.
Our show. Lee Majors. I mean, we had great guests.
And that was
week.
When they were, you know, hot on the.
Yes. And
you know,
married. Yes.
Oh, hot they, and married.
Yes.
Ooh.
And they were doing, they had their shows on ABC too.
Wow.
So.
Now, how is, I love Farrah Fawcett. I used to have the Farrah Fawcett hairdo. I was like a little teeny itsy bitsy thing, but I still had my hair flipped.
Yes.
Was she nice? And
she was very, very nice. She was gorgeous.
Ah, yeah.
What was kind of funny, though, about them, you know, they were working on their shows all day.
Mm-hmm.
And so they really didn't have
he
time.
He was on $6 Million Man
right?
at the
and
time.
She was Charlie's
she
Angel.
She was Charlie's Angel.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And they really didn't have enough time to learn their lines because they were working all day on their show. And then they came over to our set, you
right.
know, and to do ours. And, well, they had cue cards. They had to use cue cards because they couldn't remember, you know, their lines. But, you know, they were so busy themselves. So there was just cue cards off to the side in case they made a mistake, you know, or forgot what they were supposed to say.
Cute.
But they did pretty good. They ended up at kind of ad-libbing, and it worked out just fine.
Now, how did you like working on the Brady Bunch Hour? And how did they come to have that as a spinoff? How did that come to be? Do you know? Or
well, it was a couple of years later, after the original one had, you know, been canceled
right.
and stopped. Sid and Marty Krofft decided to do a musical because that's what they're into, you know, like music's puppet,
right.
music and puppets and
right.
stuff like that. So they decided to do this variety hour. So getting everybody together was a little bit hard. But, you know, and then, of course, Eve Plum decided to, you know, not do the show.
Mm-hmm.
So they did a cross the country looking for someone. And so, you know, on auditions, I would have to sing and dance. And cry. And I just finished touring the United States and Canada with a singer named Rene Simard. He's famous in Canada, like Elvis was here.
Oh, wow.
And so we did a whole bunch of, I don't know, we did the fair circuit and performed at Catskill Mountains. You know, and we even had a pilot called Rene and the Proteins. You know, we also made a TV pilot. And so I had all that experience behind me as well. So I just finished doing that. So I knew some dance routines, you know, and the songs. And I played my guitar, you know. So it was a lot of
fun. Is that what you did for the audition?
Yes. Every audition I had to do something like that. And read a script, to ad lib, do all those, you know,
so they had five auditions?
Yes, there were a lot of auditions. The final one was in the presidential suite. What hotel was that? Oh, gosh. Up in Century City. Century City Plaza Hotel, maybe?
Okay.
But it was in the presidential suite. And I was like, oh, my gosh.
So every time you got a call back, you thought, oh, this is going to be the time I get it. Were you excited about it? Did you understand the, I mean, being young like you were, did you understand how important that was? Or was it just another audition?
It was important, but it was just an audition.
Mm-hmm.
But what I was so excited about was the singing and the dancing. Because I loved the singing the best.
Uh-huh.
So every time I got to sing, you know, that was great.
Uh-huh.
And it got closer and closer. And then finally, I found out at my school, actually. I was in a junior in high school. And I found out that I got the part, so I was extremely excited.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And the very next day, I had to go to work.
So how the next day you went to now Very what did they day. Did they start you off like early in the morning and you just rehearsed probably a lot of hours? Tell us about some what the rehearsals were like.
The rehearsals, we would go to the dance studio and rehearse, you know, and learn our dance steps and the routines, because we would always sing and dance at the beginning of the show, and then at the end we'd always have a finale,
okay.
which we would do short versions of a lot of songs.
Now, I never saw that, but were there sketches, sort of like the Donnie and Marie show that was on at that time? Was that that running at that time?
Yes, they actually were doing their show right next door.
Oh, okay.
So we became very good friends, and Donnie and I...
You know, Donny Osmond was my fantasy. Oh. I cried for a month when he got married.
Oh, no.
Tell me about Donnie. Give me the Donnie scoop.
Oh, super, really nice guy. We loved playing football out in the parking lot during lunchtime. So,
and wasn't Marie nice just, too. I mean, the woman is still beautiful today. God, you look at her and she's just, was she super nice? Or,
oh,
was she as beautiful in person? Yes. I went the scoop.
She was just as beautiful in person.
Yeah,
very, very, very sweet. They were very nice. You never would have known they had a hit TV show. They're just like anybody else,
so
just
nice.
Real down to earth, mm-hmm. real sweet.
Oh, so. My Donny Osmond. So,
I forgot to mention.
What?
Guess who our guests were 1 week? The What's Happening. Everybody from What's Happening.
Ah, we were about to touch base
yes.
on that. I wanted to touch base because Jerry Rochelle has a show. She's also very good friends with Ernest Thomas, who was the star of What's Happening. It was a very popular sitcom in the 70s. I think it went from 75 to... maybe 79, don't quote me on that. Look mm-hmm. it up on IMDb. But he was the star of the show, Raj.
Yes.
And she is friends with him now. They do a lot on the circuit. They go to a lot of celebrity functions, celebrity autograph signings, and they have started a show together called My Pimp TV, and it's P-I-M-P. They're acronyms.
That's right.
Right? And they're actually going to be having a contest coming up tell us about that.
We're going to be having a contest, and whoever can come up with an acronym for the P, the I, the M, and the P, the best ones, Pebbles and Ernest and myself, we're going to take the people or the person who thought of the best ones, we're going to take them out to lunch to a very nice restaurant and give them autographed photos
yes.
and spend an afternoon with them.
Right. And now this show is, tell us about the show. It's a contemporary show, but I understand that you talk about all different types of topics.
Oh, we talk about everything. Religion, politics, our everyday lives, health issues. We're just a very well-rounded show, and it's it can get very raw at times.
Right.
We try not to talk about sex too much because I can go off on that really well. And then Ernest he gets quiet and just lets me have my fun.
Yeah, I bet you and Jerry together are just two little whips going at it. Well, you can see footage. I think that you guys started shooting at a new studio, television studio now. You can check them out on mypimptv.com, PIMPTV.com, and they have pictures up there now, but the footage will be forthcoming. I believe they're going to be starting production soon. Is that right?
I think it's going to be this coming week again.
Yeah, so you can go to mypimptv.com and you can watch their show. So it's probably going to be really good, I'm thinking.
Yes.
You and Raj, Ernest Thomas,
yes.
and Pebbles. Now, Pebbles is a professional
uh-huh.
comedian.
That's right.
And so you're going to definitely hear some funny stuff on there, right?
You just never know what's going to come out of our mouths.
Yes, and where it's more liberal, like I have my own television show and it's much more liberal in that I can say exactly what I want to say and do what I want to do, and
mm-hmm.
you're not monitored or
exactly.
suppressed
right.
or feel like someone's watching you.
If you want to get to My Pimp TV, you can go to my website.
That's right. Let's talk about your website.
It's www.fakejan.com, and on there you can get to My Pimp TV. You can get to my MySpace, and if you want to be friends with me on MySpace, just click on it and send an invite over, and I'll accept you.
Yeah. Also, you have the website Jerry Rochelle, G-E-R-I-R-E-I-S-C-H-L. I can't believe I spelled it right.
I am so proud of you.
I totally messed it up when
That's
I sent
excellent.
Out my publicity, my PR release this week and spelled it wrong, which I apologize. But
no
you
problem.
Can go to jerryrochelle.com. myspace.com/fakejan, and also mypimptv.com. And now, so what are you doing now and what's going to be upcoming for you?
Well, right now, I just finished doing Chiller Theater Expo in New Jersey. It's a really big autograph signing show.
Wow.
So I did that. And
was that for your work on the movies or just
for
general?
Everything. It was from the Brady Bunch and my movies.
Okay.
And a lot of people were there to see me strictly for the Brady Bunch, but a lot of people came because of my horror movies.
Ah. Now, can they rent those movies if they go to Amazon?
Yes. You, okay. You can buy them or rent them. Brotherhood of Satan is easier to get. It's on DVD.
Okay.
Now, I Dismember Mama is on VHS. It's a little bit rare.
Okay.
So you have to, you can probably find it on, let's see, eBay.
Okay.
Or like, you know,
all right,
other like movie.
So that's a collector's item.
Yes, kind of, sort of, yes.
And they can get the what's the first movie?
Brotherhood of Satan.
And they can get that on Amazon.
Oh,
or
yes.
If they go to your website, you also have a link.
That's
so
true. That's
okay,
true.
So what are you doing now? What are you going to be doing
in
the future?
I'm doing the My Pimp TV right now with Ernest. And I might be going to Boston in November.
Okay.
So to the Super Mega Fest. So,
yeah.
I might be doing that with Mason Reese. So
who's Mason Reese?
He's from the Devil Ham commercials, and he did a whole bunch of commercials when he was a little
Devil
kid. He wore the top hat, and he was adorable,
okay,
kind of had the red hair,
mm-hmm,
kind of long.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, super nice guy.
You love doing this, celebrities. You're all over the place.
Well, you know why I like it so much? Because I love to meet people.
Right.
And I love to talk to people.
Me too.
And it's not just necessarily about my career, but just talking in general.
Oh, we are so...
You know, about our lives
and
everything.
We're so gifted, because you and I have the same personality. I just wouldn't want to be anyone else. I just don't relate well to people who are like quiet and and are just repressed. I just really, really feel that we're so lucky that we're outgoing and
I really never look at
it.
Myself as a celebrity, because when I go to these things, I go to have fun and to meet the people, and you know, and if somebody does come to see me and they're so excited, like I had a lot of MySpace friends come and see me in New Jersey. I was amazed that they, you know, they said, well, I came here strictly to see you.
Uh-huh.
I was like, oh, that's so nice, you know. So you do get your loyal fans, and I have one that always, no matter where I go or where I'm making an appearance, he flies from Texas to see me, and he's so nice.
Now, do you have your schedule on your website of your upcoming appearances?
Yes,
so
whenever I have anything that I'm doing, it's always on my homepage. On fakejam.com.
So yes, you can find all about where our lovely Jerry Rochelle is going to be if you go and visit her web space. Again, it is Jerry Rochelle, GerireiSchl.com, or myspace.com/fakejan. Or fakejan.com. You got a lot of websites.
Yes.
There is no excuse for not finding out where Jerry Rochelle is going to be. You definitely want to go see her. She is a lovely, wonderful person. Just a great personality. I really treasure people with your type personality. Oh, my God.
You
don't know. And we really, really thank you for being on the show. Are there any words of wisdom that you want to impart on the audience before you leave, or anything you want to talk about?
Well, let's just say, like, if you're trying to get in the business or something, never get down about it. You may go out on 50 calls before you get something, but just keep trying. If your heart is into it, your heart and your soul and your mind, you'll make it.
That's right.
You'll get there. But just don't ever get discouraged, because there will be something out there for you.
Exactly.
Just keep trying. If that's what your passion is, don't ever give that up.
That's right. Absolutely. And you never know who's looking for you out there. I mean, there is a part, I believe, for everyone.
There really is.
And the most important thing is that you are just vigilant and you just keep up the work. And there's going to be a lot of rejection in this business if you come here from a small town and you're all excited a lot of glitz and glamour.
You have to stay true to yourself.
You really do.
Yes.
You don't want to ever do anything that feels uncomfortable, anything like that. So if you come here, just be honest, don't lie, have integrity, never do anything you would
because
be ashamed of.
Because there will always be another time and
That's
another
right.
opportunity to do what you really want to do, and don't do anything that you're uncomfortable with.
Absolutely. So we want to thank you so much, Jerry Rochelle. We are out of time, but we are going to say please come back one day.
Oh, I sure
please
will.
Grace this little studio or whatever studio I'm in.
Perfect.
I'd love you to come on my television show as well.
Oh, I would love to do that too.
Thank you so much. And we are going to say thank you, audience, for coming. Next week, we're going to have huge casting director, Mary Lou Belly. She is, my God, an award-winning director. She's done everything. I think she's currently doing Girlfriends, casting Girlfriends. She's just done everything. You can check her out on IMDb, Mary Lou Belly. She's going to be the guest next week. So thanks a lot, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.